On the phone with us is Jules O'Neill. She is clinical director at Tri-City Family Services.
Good morning, Scott. How are you?
I am well, and I appreciate you and Michelle Rollins, director of development at Tri-City Family Services, for joining us. Hi, Michelle.
Good morning, Scott. How are you?
Doing pretty well. I know that others might not be doing quite as well because we are in very difficult times. So we're going to start with you, Jules.
Can you explain exactly what Tri-City Family Services does for the community?
We are a community mental health center. We serve not only the Tri-City area, St. Charles, Geneva, and Batavia, but also 8 surrounding townships as well. We also take people from outside of our area. We focus on family therapy. We see children as young as 4 years old. And then we see people as long as they can get to us. We'll see them no matter how old they are.
And I think it's really important now to have somewhere to turn to. And I would imagine that you guys, with all the COVID-19 craziness going on, how has that impacted your services?
Well, initially, we had to take care of ourselves and our clients and kind of the community all at the same time. We followed, you know, the CDC recommendations and the government, the state of Illinois' recommendations and King County recommendations, because the first thing we wanted to do was keep everybody safe and as healthy as possible. Additionally, now all of our therapists are remote, so they're doing teletherapy, which could be video sessions or phone sessions, and we continue to take intakes, serve as many people as possible.
Speak to the range of emotions people may be experiencing right now.
Scott, there are a ton, I'll say that. And they don't just stay, they kind of cycle through. People can be feeling anxiety, anger, fear, worry, sadness, grief. They could be feeling tense, tired, drained, overwhelmed. It's a lot. And it depends on each person's, you know, personal situation. And it can be really difficult to manage.
Do you have self-care tips or sources for getting help when somebody feels overwhelmed by those emotions?
Basically, self-care is deliberate actions that improve your mental, emotional, and physical health. And they can lead to improved mood and anxiety and relationships with yourself or with others. Let's say you're the kind of person who has to put, you know, very structured and you do things at exact times and you finish on times. For you, your daily schedule, keeping it that way would look great. If you're the kind of person who's more like, oh, I'll get to this maybe later today or tomorrow, then that might work for you. So it's how you're going to structure your day and what you can do that's going to work for you and your personality and your current situation.
Well, you certainly checked all of my boxes, Jules. Thank you very much. And we turned to Director of Development, Michelle Rollins, and you really do all the fundraising and hosting special events. How has that been impacted at Tri-City Family Services?
So many nonprofits are being challenged right now by the COVID-19 pandemic. And in these unprecedented times, you know, we need to basically call for the adaptability and thinking outside of the box. For example, in May, which is Mental Health Awareness Month, we had a race scheduled and it was supposed to take place on Saturday, May the 2nd. It was a road race to participate in a 5K called The Green Means Go. You know, now we are sheltering in place. So how do you take something such as that and be able to still allow yourself to fundraise for your nonprofit who does so much and is needed at such a critical time? So we think outside of the box and we come up with a virtual platform. And that means that right now you have the opportunity starting on May the 2nd, and we're going to continue it for a week. You may participate in a virtual race. You can run, jog, walk at your own time. You can do it in the morning on your treadmill. You can go around your neighborhood as long as you're keeping your social distance. You can get the kids out of the house because let's face it, we all have cabin fever. We all need to, you know, essentially take care of the physical component too. But it's basically taking a fundraiser and putting it in this new format.
Jules O'Neill is the clinical director. Michelle Rollins, the director of development for Tri-City Family Services, a wonderful organization, wonderful resource for our community. If people wanted to find out more about your services, where do they go?
They can call into our office, and that is 630-232-1070, and they can ask if they want to see a therapist for the intake department. If they want other information, they can look at our website, Tri-City, Tri-City, familyservices.org.
Michelle, was there anything that we missed?
No, I think, you know, if anybody wants information on the race, you know, by all means, they can go to our website and get information. There's also a direct registration site if people want to participate. It's $20 adults, $10 children and teens. greenmeansgo.itsyourrace.com.
Thank you very much, Jules and Michelle from Tri-City Family Services. We appreciate the update.
Okay, thank you very much.